Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Still getting a lot of texts and tweets and stuff on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line about the NFL rule changes. A lot of guys feeling it's bogus. We'll talk to Randy Mueller. He writes for The Athletic, former NL executive. That'll be coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, Carl. Also get his take on the Falcons' moves. But right now, let's talk to our man, Grant McCauley, as he gives us a breakdown of the Braves. And Grant, I wish that our young producer, Chris Turtle Thomas, could take it to heart the message you gave him, I guess, a week ago, that it's always darkest before the dawn, if you're a fan of Jared Kelnick, who seems to maybe be turning things around.
Goodness. I mean, a home run today, what can he not do in spring training? We'll never know because they played their last spring training game today. But I think you just had to see the process play out. And I understand everybody wants to see results. I mean, there's no player that wants to look at a scoreboard of any size that says, hey, you're batting 077. You're batting a buck 43. You're batting whatever it is. I mean, unless it's 300 or better, most guys are probably not going to enjoy looking at that number. But putting all that aside for everything that Jared Kelnick has been working on, and I think everything that we heard from Kevin Seitzer as well about the confidence in the talent and the ability to make the changes that he needs to make to become a very productive player for this club. And then I think this is the real kicker for me, and this has been the same thing since the day that he was acquired. The expectation levels for Jared Kelnick and what he needs to do or has to do or is expected to do for the Atlanta Braves is night and day different than the expectation levels for the Mets when they drafted him in the first round and the Seattle Mariners when they traded for him and thought, hey, maybe we can build our franchise around this guy. Now he comes in. This is a franchise that's very well built, and he gets to play a part, and I think that's nothing but a good thing.
Grant, how do you feel about leaving camp? And, you know, listen, I know it's the beginning of the season. I think this Philly series is big, only because of the way the season ended. I know we got 162 to play. But how do you feel about the squad that is going to Philadelphia to start the season?
I think you're going to feel really good about it because for the Braves in this spring training, I mean, outside of talking about Jared Kelnick, you know, getting things on track here and also looking at who's going to be the fifth starter, there was not a lot of intrigue and question marks about, like, what were the Braves going to look like this year? If everybody's healthy, that was a big if for spring training that it looks like we're going to be able to check that box. I think you feel very confident about this club based on what they did last year, the new pieces that they brought in, and the talent level pretty much on man 1 through 26 and the role that they have to play. I think everybody understands that as well. So I think there's a lot of confidence in that. And I got to talk to Spencer Strider last week a little bit about his opening day start. And I asked him, I mean, do you look at this series any differently based on the last couple of Octobers, or is that just kind of outside noise? And he said, look, if we could win this game somehow on opening day and it was going to atone for us losing the last couple of years, that would be one thing. But this is not it, and that's not possible. So we're going to treat it like one of 62 or one of 162, and we look to win every single one of those. And while it may be boring and cliche to talk about the one game at a time approach, if you're able to do that and continue to win series and continue to pile up the victories the way that the Braves had, you have an opportunity to be a very successful baseball team. Now, they got to crack that postseason code. I don't want that to get lost in translation here, but I think that their focus on doing that and on the biggest goal that they can possibly have, which is reaching and winning another World Series, that I think is it all starts on day one. I mean, we've talked about how the spring training stats don't matter. Well, on March 28th, on this Thursday at 3 p.m., all those stats are going to start to become a lot more meaningful for Spencer Strider and everybody else.
Right. And again, guys, next it starts this Thursday. Off day is Friday. Saturday, back to earth with Max Fried. Then Chris Sale in action. Then Chris Morton. I mean, you got – I mean, if Sale is looking as good, Grant, as he has in spring training, then we really are set. And then we could always augment it at the trade deadline. But that pitching is pretty ripe.
Absolutely. And I think that the two things that the Braves could do to just put themselves in the best possible position, they learned one of them in 2021. That's have a strong bullpen. You can check that box. You keep all these guys healthy. I think you've got both quantity and quality of the depth and the options on the left side and the right side, which we've talked about a lot here the last few weeks. And then you knew that they needed to go out and get one more starter, and they knew they needed to go out and really find that one more starter that could solidify what they had built with Spencer Strider emerging as one of the best pitchers in baseball, Max Fried, a perennial Cy Young, top three guy, and you got Charlie Morton, who's a veteran that's I think a lot of people might sleep on a little bit, but now you put Chris Sale with that mix, and whether it's right-handed or left-handed, whether it's missing bats, whatever the case is, the Braves have, I think, if they're able to keep this healthy, and I know that's the big if, I mean, this is a starting four that every club is going to look around and think, gosh, I wish we had something like that going on. Then you back it with the offense and a bullpen that can help out in the case of the Mortons and the Sales that you're not asking them to throw seven or eight innings every time out. You get through six quality innings, you can start playing some matchups if you're Brian Snitker and feel pretty confident about that.
It's Grant McCauley, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bill. We're talking about our Braves. Opening day is Thursday. Concern. Is there one? I was just looking at this today, and I was looking at the Dodgers and the Orioles and the teams that are going to be really good again, right? And I'm like, what is our concern? Is there one?
I mean, health is really the only one I can look at, and that's true for all 30 teams.
True.
I mean, and we got the Ronald Acuna Jr. scare with the rundown and the knee injury and the flight to L.A., and he was back, and he's seeming to be fine. And like I've said, I think if it was a regular season, that would have played out a lot quicker, and he would have been back on the field a lot faster. But health is the number one thing. And as Brian Snitker likes to say, I must hear him say this two dozen times a year, nobody's immune from it. Somebody's going to get hurt, and it's not going to be at a good time, and we're going to have somebody step up. And he says the same thing about a lot of these starting pitchers that we see maybe not crack the rotation. You know, Ronaldo Lopez gets that five spot. That doesn't mean we've seen the last of Bryce Elder or A.J. Smith-Schaumer or that we won't see Hurston Waldrop or somebody else this year. It's just going to be that important for them to have the pieces that they can put in place when and if these plans change over the course of the year based on injury.
Grant, we haven't had a chance to talk to you in a couple of days. I know that he's the biggest name in baseball. Baseball doesn't really do a great job of marketing its stars. What did you make of the Ohtani thing? I mean, do you think this thing's going to drag on and it's going to be a big distraction for the Dodgers? And how long is MLB going to take to investigate it?
Goodness, I wish I had the answer to that last part because, I mean, if you're Ohtani and the Dodgers, you'd want it to be a pretty quick thing, but they're going to have to do some serious fact-finding with this, and this is not going to be handled, from my understanding, the same way that it is with the domestic violence policy that's in place where Major League Baseball launches these independent probes and investigations, and, you know, all of that has been collectively bargained and put in place. Now, no, you can't bet on baseball. I think we all know that. I think we've heard the name Pete Rose or the Black Sox more than a few times in our lifetime, but how do they determine where exactly Ohtani's involvement ends or begins or whether it was the case at all? So it's a lot more questions for me than answers. Obviously, he's the biggest star in baseball, and that's a global perspective as well because you got to think about his impact in Japan and beyond. I mean, this is a sensation who's done things that we've never seen before and has the ability to, you know, be one of the greatest players of all time. This was not the kind of thing that I had on my bingo card for expectations to be involved with because he's been so tight-lipped and so quiet and everything so personal. You didn't even know he was married until he went on this trip. And then we found that out, which congratulations to him. That's great. But he's so intensely private that's to me is what stands out so much about this is, you know, you got to look at the people who are around you. And that's one of those things that I think we're going to be untangling for a little while.
It just doesn't add up for me, Grant. And I know we don't want to rush to judgment, but you've been around the game a long time. It doesn't add up. No, it doesn't. And again, I don't want to make him guilty before, you know, anything is proven, but this is going to be a difficult thing for people to swallow to just say, this guy stole $4 million from me and did the things he did. So, and it's going to continue to linger. Mike asked me yesterday, do you think this is a distraction? I do.
Yeah, sure. It has to be, right?
Yeah. I think the questions will continue. Mm. And, you know, whether the Dodgers get off to a great start or not, he's going to have to. Every city he's going to go to, they're going to be asking him what's new, what's new, and he's going to keep saying, can't talk about it. Can't talk about it. Can't. And his teammates, are going to be asked.
Yeah, no, they certainly will. I will say this, though, not to belabor the point, though, but if anybody's uniquely qualified enough to deal with the level of scrutiny that's coming his way, I mean, it's Ohtani. I mean, this guy gets double the questions of everybody else about everything because he's the only person who does what he does. So maybe that is some prerequisite for being able to handle some of that. But this is a much more uncomfortable battery of questions than, okay, so, you know, let's talk about your outing today, or let's talk about you going 3 for 5 with 2 home runs and 7 runs batted in.
Yeah, I know that, and the memes. I have to get a kick out of the memes. Everyone say, "Wow, wish Pete Rose wish Pete Rose had an interpreter." It is our man Grant McCauley with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bring it back to the division. Are we still going to beat the Phillies by 10 games and have to worry about the the matchup? Or are the Phillies they went and spent the money for Wheeler and Nola? Wheeler will be the opening day starter, but and Bryce is certainly healthier than he was at this time last year. So Phillies, I mean, do you see this neck and neck, or do you still see we have a decisive advantage talent wise?
No, I mean, I'll put it to you this way. I mean, and this is not to take away from the talent that the Phillies have, but I think the Braves are a 100-plus win ball club. I think the Phillies are a 90-win team. But if you do some very simple math, there's still the possibility that the Braves could run away with the division. And I know JT Realmuto went on local Philadelphia radio and said, hey, we're kind of sick of watching the Braves win the division every year. Why can't we? It's an excellent question. And that's certainly the outlook that those guys should have. And obviously they've got the receipts come October when it really counted the most. But I still think from a talent perspective, I'd challenge anybody, and this includes the Dodgers, to find a club that is as well-balanced and well-constructed and as deep as the Atlanta Braves is. I just feel like that's the advantage, and there's no team in the National League East that can match up, I think, player for player, position for position with the Atlanta Braves and have a decisive advantage.
Hmm. Grant, great stuff as always. We look forward to our conversations with you as we get the season started. I, you know, everybody wants to jump to the playoffs. It's a process, but I'm with you. You know, we got to enjoy the wins along the way and see what the season brings us.
Kelnick going to open up and left, or it'll be
Duvall? Of course he is. Of course he is.
I think it's going to be Jared Kelnick with a righty on the mound.
Of course he is.
There you go.
And he's going to hit.
You hear that, Chrissy? Hear that, Chrissy?
He's going to hit.
It's going to be Kelnick. Chris is talking to Mike Conte. He's ignoring us.
Hey, Grant, when are you back?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Go on.
I will be back on Sunday night around 7 o'clock. It'll be post-Atlanta United's match, and I'll have 2 hours of great Braves and baseball talk. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a good series in Philadelphia, a little bit more about that road trip, and then we've got the home opener on April the 5th against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I'm also going to be focused a lot on the 50th anniversary of Hank Aaron's 715th home run. That happens on April the 8th, so a lot of good early storylines for the Atlanta Braves. Catch them all on From the Diamond on 92.9 The Game, 7 to 9 on Sunday, and wherever you get your podcasts from the Odyssey app.
And we'll see you facha to facha at Murph's. We'll be doing the show
you
at Murph's.
You absolutely
for the
will.
Home opener,
I'll be there.
All right, man. That's our man, G-Mac, Grant McCauley here on Dukes and Bell. This hour of the show, guys, is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. I know, yeah, at Philly, you know, if I'm Philly, I don't care how you do it. You know, I don't think the division, Carl, yes, it's great to have and the pennants are fun, but I mean, the only one that matters is that big trophy at the end of the year, dude.
No, and they're going to be good again. And listen, they've got the swag. We've got to take the swag.
Yes.
We can't allow them to be, you know, strutting around, acting like they're the BMOC. We got to take that back.
But Kelly can win some fans over. He punches somebody in the Phillies this weekend.
I just need him to hit a home run or two.
Hey, man, we got more to dive into in the big, meaty 6 o'clock hour, including a conversation with the former GM Randy Mueller in the NFL. He writes for The Athletic. We'll get his take on the money moves the Falcons have made. There was a move today made by the Steelers. Got a lot of Falcon fans fired up. We'll get into all that in the headlines. Top three. Sorry, Carl. I forget to know when I'm going to throw my voice up. It's all coming up next on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.